opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From MassiveSports.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back Rock Abaco. Rock, what is up?
How you doing? Just watching a little Wimbledon here, getting caught up on who the ones and twos are. I mean, I've fallen so far off. I didn't even know there was a guy named Sinner who ends up being number one in the world. I mean, I didn't even know he existed.
Well, so. I didn't know because he won yesterday because the guy tapped out who is quit. I can't remember the guy's name. I apologize, but seven times. The guy that
tore his pack or
he's
something.
He's like, I'm out. I'm tapping out. So Sinner, he advances in. But Rock, we were just talking about Manny Machado. 2001 hits, OPS career, 850, 350 basically, home runs, gold gloves, platinum gloves, and all that good stuff. Take us back to the good old days of Manny getting called up in August of 12 and how he solidified that team's defense at third base, contributed some big hits, had a home run in the playoffs against the Yankees, and now where he is today.
Yeah, it was a really unique promotion, and I don't think you'll see it very often. I can't see Mike Elias and his people doing something like this. I mean, he was in Double A, and he was a shortstop, and they had Wilson Benamit and I think Mark Reynolds playing third base, and it wasn't going well. So they stuck Bobby Dickerson, the third base coach, also one of the best infield instructors ever, to go to Bowie when nobody was watching and work with him a little bit at third base, and they called him up. I mean, it was – and this isn't a team that's, you know – trying to make the playoffs. So, I mean, it was a bold move, but it showed how confident they were in him, his talent, being able to handle it. He ended up being, you know, such a good fielder at third. It was became the big debate of why would you even move him to short. And they even told him, look, we don't care if you hit or not. We just need you to field the ball, play good defense at third, and you'll stay in the lineup and everything else will be fine. And of course, he ended up being an outstanding hitter as well. But it showed a tremendous amount of confidence in him at that age. New position coming up from Double A, and obviously the rest is history. And he was a guy who obviously wanted to play short. He had so much respect for J.J. Hardy. He's like, hey, I'll wait until J.J.'s gone, and then maybe I can play short. He never complained or pushed for it because he knew Hardy was the man at shortstop.
Yeah, he had the gold gloves to back that up. But let's talk about this year's shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. I mean, you look at the numbers, they're not what they were a year ago at this time when he was starting for the American League, but they're still not bad. Still leads the team in hits and all of these fun things. But defensively, Rock, we talk about the eyeball test, and he hits the eye. He got cannon arms, athletic, makes a spectacular play. But the stats, the analytics say, no. He is not that great. Matter of fact, he's negative in the nerd stats. Sorry, all nerds out there. But how are we grading him defensively as a shortstop outside of that eyeball test stuff that looks so impressive when he's on point?
Well, I should start out by saying that I'm not a huge fan of all the defensive metrics. I mean, they crushed Cedric Mullins all the time for not getting the good jump, taking the poor route. And the guy's still making all these spectacular plays in center, but the metrics hate him. And with Gunnar, you know, he's gotten much better, I think, after a rough early stretch again. I'm seeing making plays now you know, fielding balls on the run, throwing across his body, making it look routine when they're not routine plays. And I'm like, okay, that's Gunner. But they just go down as a 6-3 in your scorebook. But they're far from easy plays. I think he's done much better. But there was a lot of inconsistency with, you know, with the throwing. I mean, he was just, you know, off the mark. And, you know, that you can see. We don't need the defensive metrics to see that the guy's not throwing accurately or he's, you know, mishandled some balls. But I think he's better than those numbers show. And anybody in the organization will tell you the same. And I certainly think from as much as I've seen him now, he's been much better than he was earlier.
Rockabacco, MassinSports.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles Mets start a 3-game set tonight, 6:35, maybe. Might start a little bit later. Look at your Doppler weather to get the idea there. If I'd have said to you, Rock, May 25th, that as we sit 6 games before the All-Star break, that Charlie Morton, Trevor Rogers will be the Orioles' two best starting pitchers, you would have said what to me?
I would have told you to stop drinking that early in the morning.
Right.
What I would have thought. I mean, who knew? You know, and I give Rogers credit because I'm sure, you know, at the time he was not happy with getting sent down last year after 4 starts, knowing what the team gave up. I mean, 2 prospects. And the guy's not living in a bubble. He knows what fans are saying. And the criticism that the front office was taking for making that trade, people judge it pretty quick. It's hard to judge a trade that quickly. And they were just crushing the Orioles for doing it. So, he's having problems with his mechanics. And then, obviously, the confidence starts to erode. And he admits later that was the best thing that happened, even though he wasn't thrilled with it. They sent him down, didn't bring him back up, worked on things over the winter as well. Now, of course, he shows up in spring training with an injury, and there was no way he was going to make the club after that. But, you know, he's worked his way back. And the guy can pitch. I mean, he was an all-star. I think he was, like, runner-up for Rookie of the Year in the National League. It's just, you know, he went to this decline. And again, a lot of it was mechanical and the Orioles were working with him. But, you know, it had to get in his head after a while. He's not having success and he knows what's happening with the guys that were traded and the heat that, you know, the team was taking. And I think he put a lot of pressure on himself. And with Morton, it was just curious. I mean, his velocity was actually up at the curveball, which is one of the best pitches in all of baseball. Like any pitcher, any pitch, the Charlie Morton curveball ranks among the best, and it wasn't working for him at all, and he had no idea why. And, you know, if he was 28, 30, that's one thing. When you're in your 40s, people think, okay, this guy's washed. He never thought he was, but he was thinking, how much longer can I go out there, hurt my team, burn up the bullpen with short starts, even if I think I can still get out at this level? And now he's turned it around. So what you said is obviously it says a lot about those two guys. It also says a lot about the rest of the starting pitchers. The guys are either hurt or underperforming. Sugano, I went from thinking he could be an all-star to thinking he's hurting his trade value. I mean, that's how quickly things can turn around here.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Rock, it seemed like Holiday kind of took off when Massolino said, he's my starter, you know, every day. He's my leadoff hitter every day. You know, he's in the lineup every day. Would Hyde have done that?
I think so. He was playing most of the days toward the end with Hyde as well, and he was leading him off, maybe not every single game, but quite a bit. But, you know, you'd be also you have to perform to the point where you're able to stay in that role and play every day and be the leadoff guy, and he's done that. And I think with his talent, it was going to happen anyway, but I'm sure it helped to hear Mancini say that. He was like, he could be the leadoff hitter for at least the next 5 years. And I was like, whoa, we're really looking ahead here. But, I mean, he's got that kind of ability, and it's a, you know, he's hitting lefties as well. And, you know, since spring training, they were preaching to him, don't worry about home runs, hit line drives. Aim at left center, right center, use your speed, just get on base and be disruptive. And that's what he's doing now, but it's not like they just came up with that idea under Mancini. I mean, they were talking about that back in spring training, and he's got natural power. He's hitting a lot of balls to the opposite field. He's homering into the bullpen as a left-handed hitter. I mean, it's going to happen without trying, and he sees that, agrees. Like, I just go up there trying to hit a line drive, and then what happens, happens. But that's just how talented he is. And again, people that judge a little too quickly, you know, I know on my blog, I had readers saying the guy was a bust and send him down and maybe trade him. And I'm like, oh, let's be a little more patient with the 20, 21-year-old kid here who is the first overall pick and the top prospect in baseball.
Rockabacco, MassinSports.com. Rock, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the Mets this week and the Marlins. Say hi to Kyle Stowers for us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget Connor Norby.
Connor Norby, no doubt about it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rock.
All right, here's Rockabacco. We'll come back, reset for you. Talk to Nolan McGraw as we squeeze a funhouse in, maybe. If not, we'll get it next hour. Got news from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Revisit the Ravens a week from rookies reporting to training camp 2025. Vets are coming in. No excuses year for the Ravens. Super Bowl or bust. I think we're all on board that train.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.